Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the following news should alarm any sane American. The Trump administration is inching closer and closer to arresting Democratic governors, and they're not even hiding it. Donald Trump, in a Truth Social post this month, said that J.B. Pritzker might need to be arrested. Now you see Stephen Miller, his deputy chief of staff, on live TV, on Fox News, laying the groundwork, trying to justify an arrest of a Democratic governor before it even happens. I mean, who cares about innocent until proven guilty, I guess. Now it's guilty until proven innocent. And the guiltiness is aired out on Fox News and Truth Social before it's actually taken to any sort of court. So I want to show you all this clip of Stephen Miller, who's a senior advisor for Trump, who is his deputy chief of staff, and is essentially spearheading most of his radical policy and rhetoric. Don't get me wrong, Trump agrees with it too, but Stephen Miller is the guy who actually has a mind for policy, it seems like. But he just said that Governor J.B. Pritzker could be arrested for defying federal law. Before I even play this, can I just point out a few things? The party that loves to flaunt states' rights when it comes to abortion or any single issue is now really, really mad that the federal government can't, like, physically force state officials to carry out their own federal programs. They will cite constitutional law for one thing, say there's a separation of the, you know, federal and state governments, yet they want to abolish that right when it doesn't help their fascistic urges. Secondly, as Mehdi Hasan points out, these fascist freaks pardoned the actual people convicted of seditious conspiracy while falsely accusing their opponents of this serious crime. On a side note, he says, arresting Pritzker would make him the most popular politician in America overnight. So we'll see what they do, but let's watch this clip of Stephen Miller on Will Cain's show. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We're trying to hit 2 million subscribers, and we're launching a debate show in the next few days.
J.B. Pritzker could be arrested. Let's talk about your willingness and under what federal authority do you arrest a sitting governor. I understand the Supremacy Clause. I understand interference with a federal officer. Tell me how it works that he would make himself susceptible to being arrested.
Spoiler alert, we don't actually hear the mechanism by which Pritzker would be arrested or for why. It's kind of just a bunch of rage that Stephen Miller yells.
Well, the answer I'm about to give doesn't only apply to Governor Pritzker. It applies to any state official, any local official, anybody who's operating in an official capacity who conspires or engages in activity that unlawfully impedes federal law enforcement conducting their duties. So if you engage in a criminal conspiracy to obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws or to unlawfully order your own police officers or your own officials to try to interfere with ICE officers or even to arrest ICE officers.
Dude, those are some big allegations. Those are some huge accusations being thrown out by Stephen Miller. He said that he implied that Governor Pritzker is engaging in a criminal conspiracy to impede immigration law enforcement and also has sent out like arrest warrants. He's not just implying this. He's basically saying it on Fox News that this would be justification for arrest. And then they flash pictures of Pritzker as if that like proves their point. You can't just list out some insanely radical charges when none of this is being done.
You're engaged in criminal activity. Different kinds of crimes would apply. There's obstruction of justice. There is harboring illegal aliens. There is impeding the enforcement of our immigration laws. And then as you get up the scale of behavior, you obviously get into seditious conspiracy charges, depending on the conduct and many other offenses. So again, it depends on the action. It depends on the conduct. It depends on what is taking place.
This is straight gaslighting, by the way. The only people who have committed seditious conspiracy were the people who on January 6th, in and around that date, tried to impede the certification of the 2020 election because Trump kept undermining the results over and over and over. This is a big topic in the upcoming Jubilee debate that I did. It's a surrounded debate. It'll be out next month or so. Just keep an eye out. But to continue, Stephen Miller is spreading straight BS on Fox News. Before we even finish that clip, let's switch over to Pritzker's press conference from just a few days ago, in which he explains what's going on in Chicago, that there are Black Hawk helicopters. There's no coordination from the feds. Pritzker has been somebody who is open to coordinating between local and federal law enforcement, state and federal law enforcement. There are actually ways to reduce crime or to reduce the amount of illegal immigrants in Chicago that are committing crimes. There are ways to do this. For example, a lot of violent crimes committed in Illinois and Chicago comes from guns that are smuggled across state lines, many from the state of Indiana, because it's easier to get guns in Indiana, harder in Illinois. So people smuggle guns across state lines. You can use federal investigators, not federal troops, not the military, but federal investigators and prosecutors to stop the flow of guns across state lines. You guys get what I'm saying here? Like, there's real mechanisms to try to prevent crime, like investigations and prosecutors and stopping guns. But it's more fun to just mobilize the military against Pritzker's will. How about that?
There's been zero accountability or transparency from ICE or the administration. Last week, federal agents dressed in camouflage gear conducted a military-style raid on an apartment building in South Shore, a neighborhood of Chicago. They brought Black Hawk military helicopters and more than 100 agents in full tactical gear. Even though it was supposedly a very dangerous and important mission, they brought dozens of cameras and set them up so that they could film their attack on the building in HD for social media. See for yourself.
And then Pritzker plays a few clips. Just understand that every single ICE raid that's done in Chicago, quote-unquote ICE raid, that is violent, reckless, and generally with undertrained agents, always has a cameraman following them around, making sure they're documenting what's going on, so that Stephen Miller can then go back to the Fox News troglodytes and be like, see, look.
But what we need to reassure, a couple points, to all ICE officers, you have federal immunity in the conduct of your duties. And anybody who lays a hand on you or tries to stop you or tries to obstruct you is committing a felony. You have immunity to perform your duties, and no one, no city official, no state official, no illegal alien, no leftist agitator or domestic insurrectionist can prevent you from fulfilling your legal obligations and duties.
Okay, a few things. Number one, don't even believe what Stephen Miller is saying here. It's not true. ICE agents do not have complete federal immunity. They have qualified immunity, meaning they're protected from civil lawsuits, but you can still violate the Constitution, act outside your authority, and face the consequences even if you're an ICE agent. That being said, never assault. Please never hit or throw anything at any sort of cop or agent. That is not going to end well for you. They will catch you. Do not do that. That is not good whatsoever. That's just aside from what Stephen Miller is saying. But number three, Stephen Miller is also still misconstruing the power that federal governments have over states. The federal government cannot sit there and force states to carry out federal programs. He's overstepping. To carry on, Donald Trump then, a few hours after the Stephen Miller interview, decided to do an interview on the White House lawn as he departed for Malaysia, Japan, and South Korea. Donald Trump is just beefing with the Colombian president now, calling him a straight drug dealer.
A drug leader.
He's a drug dealer. The president of Colombia is a drug dealer.
Says the best friend of Jeffrey Epstein. Then Stephen Miller on the White House lawn. Seems like he's inching towards a war with Venezuela. He gets asked, are we going boots on the ground there?
Would the administration consider putting U.S. troops on the ground in any capacity inside Venezuela?
Well, I would refer to what Secretary Hegseth said yesterday in terms of how the Department of War is viewing the issue of the strategies that are being used to fight these terrorists in the Western Hemisphere. And I'll just continue to reiterate what I've said before. I know that you want more detailed answers than I can provide. But these are terrorists, and they're going to be killed. Thank you very much.
And then if you get escalation, Stephen, right?
That was not very de-escalatory coming from the quote-unquote peace administration that had to rename the Department of Defense to the Department of War, which really quickly is a side note. Part of the reason it's called the Defense Department is because it's easier to fund defense spending. Like, hey, we're defending the country. Let's spend on defense. But now they have to justify war spending every single year. It is now categorized as war spending. And Stephen Miller isn't using de-escalatory rhetoric when it comes to this war spending. Here's Trump still escalating with Canada. He's really pissed at some tariff ad.
I don't know. They cheated on a commercial. Ronald Reagan loved tariffs, and they said he didn't. And I guess it was AI or something. They cheated badly. Canada got caught cheating on a commercial.
We're like 10 years into this Trump shit, and I still can't get over how much of a petulant child he is at all times. He's sitting there whining because Doug Ford, a premier from Ontario, decided to run an ad using Reagan's own words. I made a video about this yesterday, and now Trump is incredibly pissed off while Stephen Miller is talking about arresting Pritzker and changing the Department of Defense to the Department of War. You guys see the picture I'm painting here, right? This is all whack, and I'll see you guys in the next video. If you appreciate these, make sure you drop a like, subscribe, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.